Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, look at the lead at 7 o'clock on Major League Baseball Network.
Got to be Jack Caglione's debut, right? There's somebody with a sign at the ballpark.
Yep.
So those who are just joining us, you saw a father and son kicked out of the ballpark in St. Louis last night for having a sign that says, "Welcome to Big Jack Land," and the usher told them signs are illegal at Major League Baseball stadiums. We need to take care of that family. If anybody knows who those people were that got kicked out, let us know. I'll try to find a way to take care of them, okay? So we need to find out who that father and son were that were rudely kicked out of the St. Louis Cardinals stadium yesterday and were told by an usher that Major League Baseball, as MLB Network shows a sign of a fan in the stands, an usher told a Royals fan that they were not allowed to have signs. It's MLB rules, and they kick them out of the ballpark. That's St. Louis in a nutshell.
He just missed that. Oh, what a play. First at bat, double off the wall. Because my dad sent me a text. He goes, "Boy, that big kid can scoot." I was like, "He's got some wheels. He's young. He's 22. Oh, his poor mom.
He's 22.
No doubt about it.
Perfect.
Welcome to the city, Jack
Caglione.
It all
Caglione. Comes together, baby. It all right. Comes together.
He wears 14. Mahomes wears 15. Coincidence? I think not.
The two greatest years of our baseball lives.
Yeah, the guy called into Vern's show as well. I guess I could find the audio if I wanted to. But he called into Vern's show and talked about the sign.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got to find out who that guy is, man, because that guy deserves better than being told to leave by some loser in St. Louis.
But it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So there it is, the sounder. We asked Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, would you consider Jack Caglione's debut last night a success? 86.4% of you say yes out of 140 votes. 13.6 would say no. So I thought it was successful. I mean, that was, in the most biased way, the best 0 for 5 I think I've ever seen. I mean, literally, he had the two hardest hit balls in the game. He had a double robbed, did not strike out, did not look lost at the plate, did not look lost in the moment, and gave a shot of adrenaline to that entire offensive
Absolutely
line.
Absolutely did. Offensive line?
I mean, I'm sorry, that offensive lineup.
Hey, if he can do that,
if he
too,
can do that, like if he can make that Simmons kid get better fast, how the Veach is like calling JJ,
exactly.
Hey, can you send Cags over and talk to Simmons?
Could really use a shot of adrenaline over here.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, yeah. Cags, what are you doing before the game? Go talk to the offensive line, especially that left side. Get that blocking better.
No doubt about it. But there was some stadium news yesterday, but it didn't involve the I guess they said there was a touchdown of a tornado.
It took out a port-a-john. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, they let us know on X that there was debris flying at Kauffman. Scary situation yesterday, but might have gotten scarier for the state of Missouri.
Yeah, probably did. I mean, look, we've been telling you for a while now this thing most likely is going to end up in the state of Kansas. And Missouri, this coming from the Kansas City Star yesterday, so I don't know if that's reputable or not, but, you know, people don't think I'm reputable, so whatever. You know, and this is the headline. Missouri Stadium Plan survives first test. It got out of the committee and now is going to the regular Senate in the state of Missouri. But Chiefs and Royals don't commit to staying. The Chiefs lobbyist, Rich Aubuchon, told Missouri senators that, quote, if the team stays in Missouri, the Arrowhead Stadium renovation plan would be about $1.15 billion. Remember when they went to a vote in 24 and it failed? The Chiefs wanted $800 million at that time for renovations. Now they want $1.15 billion for renovations.
Is this like when they laughed at Dr. Evil and he was like, $1 million, all right.
$1 million. No, $1.15 billion now for renovations is what it's going to cost.
Good.
For renovations of an existing stadium, which to me, you know, it makes no sense to renovate an existing stadium at that kind of money, right? At $1.15 billion when you can build a new one between $1 and $2 billion. And then it goes on to talk about the Royals and what they're going to do in this Star article. Let me pull it up again. I got to get behind this paywall real fast here. I got a secret website for that. Oh, I've already got it up. And so we've got a situation that says this. Before the committee vote, lobbyists from the Chiefs and Royals urged senators to approve the proposal and outline their plans if they decide to stay in Missouri, but neither would actually commit to staying in the state. Chiefs lobbyist Rich Aubuchon now says $1.15 billion to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. If we are to stay, with state and local participation, this is the type of plan that could work. Aubuchon also compared Missouri's proposed plan, which would potentially pay up to half the cost of the stadium and would require commitments from local governments, to the supercharged bond program in Kansas, which would publicly finance 70% of the new stadium. This is his quote. So 50% of a stadium or 70% of a stadium, which is better? You tell me. I don't know. The Kansas proposal is better in the respect that we don't need a local vote, and that in the respect that it would cover up to 70% of the construction, Aubuchon said, which is what I've been saying all along. Why would you go somewhere for a public vote when you can get 70% of your costs and have no public vote as well? He said, but he goes on to say, it is new construction, and it's also not going to be the loudest stadium in the world. You don't have the allure of Arrowhead. And then on the Royal side of things, this coming from... Yeah, right.
I want to be loud, dude.
Well, it's all about the people in the stadium. It's not exactly the stadium. It's the soul of the stadium, that the people that are loud.
There's a voice that you can't see in Arrowhead that yells.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Or her name?
Arrow?
And then I'm trying to find the Royal side of things. I've done a really bad job with that, and I apologize for that. But as for the Royals, the lobbyist by the name of Jewel Potek, love the name Jewel. It's my mother's maiden name. Jewel Potek.
Speaking of irony.
I know, right? It's a great name. I don't know if there's any relation to Freddie. I got to think there's some kind of relation to Freddie in this one, right?
Yeah.
So the Royals lobbyist, Jewel Potek, told lawmakers that the team plans to build a new stadium and surrounding district. He estimated the cost between $1 billion and $2 billion. But like Aubuchon, Potek would not say whether the team would stay in Missouri if lawmakers improved the incentive plan. Potek emphasized that the Royals also needed additional commitments from either Jackson or Clay County, which has been floated as a potential stadium spot and have not received financial commitments for Jackson or Clay County yet.
So a little cookie from Potek.
A little cookie from Potek. I like the way you did that. Very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
I
mean, that's kind of the update.
I wish there was a stadium downtown. Last night, I mean, that vibe down there last night was sick.
I'm telling you, I've wanted a downtown stadium and still do, but I'm kind of resigned to the fact that it's not going to. I'm glad you got to experience. It's fun.
Yeah, it's cool. I've been there before, but I was inebriated at Ballpark Village where I went because I was just on like a fringe trip. But it was really easy to park. They had just guys out there that had like little lots that held, I don't know, 200 to 300 cars like per spaces.
Mm-hmm.
$30. Tap my card, went right in.
That's what are you butter. Paying at Kauffman Stadium to park now? About $25, I think it is, yeah. Right? Roughly about $25, so another $5. I mean, big 20, deal, right?
Is it $25 at Kauffman?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's somewhere between $20 and $25.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's like $25. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think maybe if you buy early, it's a little bit cheaper, like $22 or something. But either way, it's in the 20s, right? To park out
yeah,
there.
It's the ballpark. It's in the ballpark.
Kauffman Stadium. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you. but you know... I mean, I don't know what more to say about the state. I mean, they're making it pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks? Please?
I'm hoping by this time next week, maybe we know Ooh, one or the other. Okay. I feel like we're getting that much closer. I mean,
you still think Royals first?
I do, okay. But you know, the Chiefs have been awfully quiet in all of this. You haven't heard anything from the Chiefs. Again, the Royals are doing all the, you know, well, the Royals aren't doing any talking either. Bob Fesco's doing a lot of the talking, and a lot of the stuff just happens to be coming from that side of things, right, and what's going on there and trying to figure things out. So I'm hoping, you know, just because I'm tired, just like everybody else is, you know, I'm hoping by maybe this time next week, maybe we know one way or the other what these teams are going to decide. But it's funny how the Chiefs went, you know, a year ago, we need $800 million in renovations, and now we need $1.15 billion in renovations. And the Royals are like, yeah, but we don't have any commitments from the local authorities in Clay or Jackson County either. I think this is kind of their way of letting Missouri drop the ball. And then they can say, look, Missouri dropped the ball. We have to move to Kansas. And then, you know, it looks good for everybody involved that they didn't jump ship on the state of Missouri. Missouri just couldn't get their stuff together to get this taken care of. And this is not a rushed plan you've had since April 5th of 2024. It's June 4th of 2025. It's been about 14 months. And now all of a sudden you're calling a special session. Like, I think people are ready to make this announcement and move to wherever they're going to go with these new stadiums and get this thing on and move forward in the right direction. But, I mean, Dusty had the downtown. I still want a downtown baseball stadium. I always will till I die.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the address. Adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I love downtown baseball. It's so much fun. But apparently it's just not going to happen here in Kansas City. Maybe fans don't want it. Yeah. Maybe the politicians got in the way. However you want to describe it, it's probably just not on the docket for us in KC. And that makes me upset because I still want a downtown stadium. And if we get a downtown stadium, I'll be as thrilled as the next guy with it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.